Phil Milani and Matt Boyer here at Mile High Stadium, where the Broncos are down 10-0 to the Atlanta Falcons. Seems like the defense is starting to tighten up a little bit here, but they gave up an opening drive touchdown.
Yeah, that's been the case in a couple of different games for the Broncos. You think back to that Cincinnati game, that Jeremy Hill long touchdown, or that long run that set up the touchdown. And here we had it again with, you know, the Falcons getting a pass out onto the wing, driving inside the five, and then eventually getting a touchdown on fourth down. So I think that the Broncos have made some good adjustments, like you mentioned, Derek Wolf and Shane Ray combining on a sack. They forced the Falcons into a third and 31 position back up into their own zone. So I think the Broncos have made some adjustments that have led to some great defensive stops. We'll see if it can continue in the second quarter.
Yep, and the Broncos just got the ball back. Paxton Lynch, of course, making his first career start. What do you think of his first quarter?
Well, I thought it was a little shaky in the beginning. I thought the Broncos really wanted to establish the run early, and when it couldn't get going, that felt a little bit out of rhythm with the way Paxton was going. So I think Paxton had difficulty finding his rhythm. So did the running game. But as we just saw at the end of the second quarter, though, great job by him finding Emmanuel Sanders on the sideline for a 16-yard catch. He did it again during the very first series, I should say. So he's had some bright spots, but overall I think he's just trying to find his sea legs. First start at home.
It's all a game of adjustments. What do you see the Broncos doing, and how important is it that they get some points to give some confidence to this team?
Well, I think the pass rush needs to continue to be very stout. I think the Broncos need to establish the running game. They've tried to establish C.J. Anderson. We've seen Devontae Booker tote the ball a couple of times. So I think the Broncos really want to establish the run. I think that's going to take some pressure off of Paxton as we move into that second quarter and then through halftime.
Okay, well, we'll be back at halftime. For now, though, the Broncos down 10-0 after the first quarter. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.